Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account? Thank you for calling.
96064. I'm trying to see what this is. I just seen I was being charged $60 for something. And I don't even know what this is.
First and last name of the account.
Robinson. You said first name or last name?
First and last name on the account.
Roman Robinson.
Can I enter security of the account? Can you verify your shipping address?
1419 Ball Mountain Road.
City and state?
Montague, California.
Okay, thank you for that. I've located your account for the meal plan that you just ordered. How can I help you?
What is it?
It's the meal plan. The meal
plan
is... I didn't
order no meal plan.
Okay. Is an app that you download on your phone that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut your sugar and carb cravings.
No, I didn't download none of that.
Okay, so you're saying that your account was fraudulently created, correct?
Yeah, I didn't order no meal plan.
Okay, because someone in your household might have placed this order.
And I'm being charged, hell no, I ain't order no meal plan.
Because someone in your household might have placed this order?
Nah, not at all.
Okay. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is get your account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay, but hold on. Where was this meal plan supposed to be going? Like an address or something?
No, sir. It's an app that you download on your phone.
Yeah, I didn't download no app like that.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get your account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department. So that way, whoever used your credit card and information fraudulently can be prosecuted. One moment. Still here, bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, I have your call ready to transfer over to our fraud department. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.